Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, September 24th. You'll be interested to know, 33 years ago, today in 1991, the American alternative rock group Nirvana released its breakthrough album, Nevermind. This album helped make grunge an international phenomenon and gave voice to Generation X. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for some mostly cloudy skies today, with a high around 66, accompanied by a gentle northeast breeze. Tonight, expect continued mostly cloudy conditions with a low of 57 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be at 10:45, with a high tide at 11:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies with a chance of rain showers on Wednesday and Thursday, highs around 67 to 70 degrees, and light winds. Friday and Saturday will be mostly sunny with highs near 73 and 69 degrees and cooler nights. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the MBTA will receive nearly $500 million in federal funding to replace a Depression-era drawbridge over the Charles River. This is the largest federal grant in the agency's history. The Draw 1 bridge connects Boston and Cambridge, serving more than 11 million passengers annually. The funding awarded by the United States Department of Transportation will facilitate the bridge replacement, renovations at North Station, and upgrades to the train infrastructure. Senator Elizabeth Warren called the investment a game changer, promising a safer and more reliable public transit system while supporting over 14,000 jobs. Now on to sports. Last night on Monday Night Football, we got a doubleheader filled with action. The Buffalo Bills routed the Jaguars 47-10, with Josh Allen throwing four touchdown passes and leading Buffalo to a dominant victory. The Bills' defense stifled Trevor Lawrence, keeping Jacksonville winless on the season. Meanwhile, the Washington Commanders held off a late rally from the Cincinnati Bengals to win 38-33. Washington's Jaden Daniels threw three touchdown passes, including a key late strike to Terry McLaurin that sealed the victory. Joe Burrow's 436 passing yards weren't enough for the Bengals, as Washington's defense came up big when it mattered most. Both the Bills and Commanders moved to 2-1 on the season, while the Jaguars remain winless, and the Bengals fall to 0-3. Fans are already looking ahead to next week's matchups as teams continue to jockey for position early in the season. In local sports, last night, the Sox defeated the Toronto Blue Jays 4-1. Backed by a strong outing from Tanner Houck, who pitched five shutout innings. Tristan Casas and Willier Abreu provided key RBIs, and the Red Sox bullpen secured the win, keeping Boston's playoff hopes alive. Tonight, the Sox continue their series against the Blue Jays at Rogers Center. Brian Bayo will take the mound for Boston, facing Toronto's Bowden Francis. With both teams fighting for playoff positioning, this matchup is crucial. First pitch is set for 4:07 p.m., and the Sox will look to extend their winning streak to five games as they continue their push for a playoff spot. In top news, a key inflation report is set to be released on Friday, with forecasters predicting the annual inflation rate will decline to 2.2% in August, down from 2.5% in July. Price increases for goods and services have settled to pre-pandemic levels, following a surge that began in 2021. Officials at the Federal Reserve, confident in price stabilization, have cut interest rates to support the economy. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is expected to report a 2.3% year-over-year increase in the cost of living, reflecting a significant deceleration from the highs of June 2022. In business news, investing wisely requires patience and discipline, traits that are essential yet challenging to maintain. Surprisingly, the leading path to millionaire status for Americans does not rely on savvy real estate deals or early startup investments. Instead, it is achieved through consistent and automatic contributions from paychecks into retirement accounts. A recent report from Fidelity reveals a record number of 401k millionaires on its platform. However, the investing landscape can be distracting, as rising markets may tempt investors to treat the stock market like a casino, exemplified by the growing popularity of leveraged and inverse exchange traded funds. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $63,100. Ethereum is just under $2,400. And Solana is $144. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists have captured Earth's climate over the last 485 million years, revealing a history of wild shifts and far hotter temperatures than previously understood. This ambitious effort, published in the journal Science, combines over 150,000 pieces of fossil evidence with advanced climate models. The data shows a strong link between carbon dioxide levels and global temperatures. At its peak, Earth's average temperature may have reached 96.8 degrees Fahrenheit. These findings highlight the urgent challenges posed by human-induced climate change, according to researcher Emily Judd. And in entertainment news, True Detective is gearing up for its fifth season, officially titled Night Country. The anthology series, which first captivated audiences in 2014 with Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey, recently reignited interest after Jodie Foster won the series' first acting Emmy. HBO's content chief, Casey Bloys, provided updates in a recent post-Emmys discussion. Although showrunner Issa Lopez has yet to confirm if Night Country will remain in the title. With the fourth season surpassing the original's viewership, fans are eager to see what surprises await in this new chapter. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and businessman, Thomas Edison. And he said, "Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.